From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Iraq, three deadly bombings struck parts of Baghdad Wednesday, killing more than 90, wounding more than 150 others. The deadliest attack occurred during the morning rush hour when a car bomb ripped through a marketplace in Sadr City, killing at least 64. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attacks. It has carried out similar attacks in Baghdad, particularly in predominantly Shia areas. U.S. Army Major General Gary Valesky, briefing reporters from Baghdad, expressed his condolences to the families of the victims.
As the enemy loses more and more terrain, they resort to some of these desperate acts. The security forces in Baghdad have the situation under control, but our condolences go out to those families.
Valesky said Iraqi forces are making great progress in reclaiming land lost to the IS insurgents. In Washington Wednesday, the U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau strongly condemned the bombings.
These cowardly attacks only harden the resolve of Iraqis and the international community to utterly destroy this group and its warped ideology.
She urged Iraqi leaders to work together to prevent an internal political crisis from getting in the way of fighting terrorist groups. The top court in Democratic Republic of Congo Wednesday ruled that President Joseph Kabila can stay in office beyond his mandate if the presidential election is delayed. The Constitutional Court ruled Wednesday, citing a constitutional clause that directs the current leader to stay in office until a newly elected replacement is installed. The decision comes amid rising political tension in DRC, where opposition parties have accused President Joseph Kabila of trying to hang on to power by delaying polls that are due this year. Mr. Kabila, whose term expires in December, has not indicated whether he intends to stand for re-election. He is constitutionally barred from seeking a third term. This is VOA News. There are